Streaming sponsored by the Madison Concourse Hotel.
Celebrate New Year's Eve at the Madison Concourse Hotel and Governor's Club. Enjoy live jazz, a surf and turf dinner, comedians, disco with BO5, classic country, a DJ dance party, and a ballroom brunch to start 2025 off right. Details at concoursehotel.com.
Lunch today, and by Care and Rehab Boscobel, committed to providing an environment in which all people are treated with kindness, dignity, and respect, no matter their physical impairment or mental condition. It's 25 degrees at 12 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Supreme Court justices agreeing to hear TikTok's case as it works to stop a ban in the U.S. Here's ABC's Stephen Portnoy.
TikTok had asked the Supreme Court to delay or block the impending sale deadline. For now, the justices say they're deferring that decision until after the oral argument on Friday, January 10th. The argument will focus on whether a TikTok ban would violate the First Amendment. A three-judge panel of the D.C. Circuit Appeals Court ruled it would not. President-elect Trump has said he has a soft spot for TikTok, but the Biden administration and a bipartisan majority in Congress say the popular app risks national security in the hands of a China-based owner.
NASA says a SpaceX flight scheduled to bring two Boeing astronauts back from the International Space Station has been pushed back until March. Astronauts Sonny Williams and Butch Wilmore traveled to the space station back in June on the troubled Boeing Starliner. Red flag alerts in effect for California. Santa Ana winds whipping up once again and storms moving in on the East Coast. This is ABC News. A week before Christmas, parents and grandparents busy hunting down the perfect toys for the children in their lives. Consumer advocates urging those caregivers to choose carefully.
A group called Watch has been issuing its list of worst toys for 52 years. Worst not because they're not fun, but because they might be dangerous.
In the last couple of decades or so, we've seen a lot of these same issues crop up over and over again.
James Schwartz is director of Watch.
The choking hazards, strangulation hazards, projectiles.
One item on the list, kinetic sand scents, has kids as young as three making ice cream cones out of inedible sand. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
The U.S. has repatriated a Kenyan man held for 17 years without charge at the U.S. military prison in Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. After Mohammed Abdul Malik Bajabu's release, only 29 detainees will remain at Guantanamo. I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
For more than a century, Strang's has been a trusted name in serving Southwest Wisconsin with a steadfast commitment to helping people. At Strang's, their dedicated team takes immense pride in providing top-notch products from industry-leading brands such as Lennox, Water Furnace, NEC, Grundfos, A.O. Smith, and Westinghouse. Quality is their hallmark, and they strive to exceed expectations in every aspect, whether you require heating, cooling, plumbing, electrical, or telecom services, one call to Strang's does it all. Their comprehensive solutions cater to both business and residential needs, ensuring that your comfort and satisfaction are the top priorities. Strang's has always been about people helping people. With a wealth of experience and knowledge, the team is committed to serving the community with the utmost dedication. Strang's, your trusted partner today and always.
Hi, this is Michelle, Director of Nursing at Care and Rehab Boscobel. I understand the importance of quality care and resident satisfaction. And with our unique connection to the local hospital, we can offer specialty services without leaving the building.
This is Jessie, Social Services Director. If you have any questions related to short-term rehab or long-term care, call 375-6342.
This is Lana, the Administrator. If you're interested in a rewarding position, we would love to hear from you. Check us out on our Facebook page, Care and Rehab Boscobel, family company.
Ho, ho, ho. Santa Kenny here. Christy's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe will be open Monday, December 23rd and Tuesday, December 24th from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. Pre-order your Christmas cookies, pies, and cakes by December 18th. Not sure what to get? A gift card makes a perfect stocking stuffer. Stop in, order online, or give us a call. Christy Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, where every day is sunny. Hey, Merry Christmas, everyone!
This holiday season, the Richland Locker invites everyone to come home. Inside, you'll find the finest selection of hams, savory snacks, hearty sausages, and a wide array of favorite beverages. In-store specials are waiting to make every celebration unforgettable. Step into their holiday section, where tradition meets taste, and create memories that last a lifetime. Richland Lacquer, bringing the flavors of the season to Richland Center and beyond. Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by Schmidt Wooden Hills, WCCU Credit Union, Gokenauer Insurance, Reedsburg Area Medical Center, Wirtz Plumbing and Heating, Advanced Contracting Solutions, Kendall Lube Express, Center Pharmacy, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, The Creative Outlet, Allied Ready Mix, PMI Windows, TC Auto Works, Southwest Technical College, D&T Pump and Well Service, Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists, Kickapoo Creekside, and Court and Main Furniture and Mattress.
It is 25 degrees as we are 6 minutes after 12 noon, looking at a mostly cloudy afternoon, highs to be of around 30, northwest winds 7 to 15, cooling down tonight with lows near 18 and mostly cloudy, and then Thursday cloudy with periods of snow likely starting in the mid to late morning, 1 to 3 inches through late afternoon, and highs of around 30. Again, it is 25 degrees.
Experience the Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists difference. Expert repairs, exceptional service, and free loaners to keep you moving. Our reputation for quality and reliability is second to none, and our skilled technicians treat every car with care. Don't let car trouble slow you down. Visit Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists today, where trust and excellence meet the road. Come in on Elm Street in Boscobel and drive away with confidence. Otherwise, give us a call at 608-375-4434.
Changing oil is important for any vehicle. It doesn't have to be labor-intensive and time-consuming. Kendall Lube Express, Highway 14 Richland Center is the handy stop for quality oil changes and more. Kendall brand gives you all the Mobil 1 products, open 8 to 5 Monday through Friday, and no appointment needed. Professional friendly stay in your car service. Take care of your vehicle with regular oil changes at Kendall Lube Express, Highway 14 East, Richland Center. Quick and easy service to keep your car running at top performance.
Are you looking for a local concrete contractor you can trust? It's a pleasure to recommend Advanced Contracting Solutions. Bailey and his team can handle any project from concrete foundations to flat work to retaining walls and everything in between, including snow plowing for commercial or residential. You can trust accurate estimates and excellent workmanship, which makes happy repeat customers. Give Bailey a call today at 475-3973 and discuss your projects. Advanced Contracting Solutions is booking projects for 2025. Advanced Contracting Solutions, Richland Center, 475-3973.
Life is all about relationships. Shouldn't your insurance be too? At the Gokenauer Agency, they build business one relationship at a time. Finding an agent you know and trust can make all the difference when you have a question or claim. The Gokenauer Agency is your representative of Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, serving Richland Center and the surrounding area. Call the Gokenauer Agency today to experience fast, friendly service from its local staff. For Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, they'll be there when you need them the most. Gokenauer Insurance Agency, Richland Center.
Westwood Assisted Living Community at Schmidt Woodland Hills is a family environment that provides tailored assistance with daily activities such as bathing, dressing, medication management, and meal preparation, ensuring that residents receive the support they need. The family environment fosters a community atmosphere, encouraging social interaction through group activities, events, and outings. Respite Care in Westview provides temporary relief for primary caregivers. This can be beneficial for families needing a break or for those recovering from surgery or illness. It allows seniors to experience assisted living services without a long-term commitment. Knowing that loved ones are in a supportive environment with access to care can alleviate stress for family members. Contact Schmidt Woodland Hills for details about the availability of the full continuum of care.
Good afternoon. It is Wednesday, December 18th. I'm Bo Henricks for WRCO News, in for Joanne Krulatz. Honoring the lives lost in Monday's school shooting in Madison, Hundreds gathered at the Wisconsin State Capitol last night to remember victims at Abundant Life Christian School. Those attending were able to sign two heart crosses for the teacher and teenage student who died. The 15-year-old identified as the suspected shooter fatally shot herself. Of the six others injured, two have been released from the hospital, and another two are still fighting for their lives. Officials provided more information on Tuesday in the Abundant Life shooting, school shooting. Madison Police Chief Sean Barnes said investigators are working to verify a document some on social media are referring to as a manifesto written by the shooter, the 15-year-old student. Barnes said the process for doing that includes looking at original documents that may have been taken from the suspect's home, looking at information that may be on laptops or on computer to determine if the document originated from the suspect. Barnes also clarified that the original 911 call came from a second grade teacher, not a second grade student. Monday's shooting at the private K-12 school on Madison's east side killed three, including the shooter. Chief Barnes said identifying a motive is their top priority. Madison Mayor Satya Rhodes Conway is defending the privacy of victims of the Abundant Life Christian School shooting. At a 45-minute press conference winding down on Tuesday, the mayor pushed back against reporters who pressed for victims' names. The mayor said it was none of the reporters' business who was harmed. She asked for some human decency and respect for the people who lost loved ones or were injured themselves or whose children were injured. The Madison Community Foundation and the United Way of Dane County have set up the Abundant Life Christian School Emergency and Recovery Fund to provide immediate and long-term support.
The Madison Community Foundation and the United Way of Dane County have set up the Abundant Life Christian School Emergency and Recovery Fund to provide immediate and long-term support. The Monday morning shooting killed three people, including the shooter, 15-year-old student Natalie Rupnow. A teacher and a teenage student were also killed, and six other people were injured. You can contribute to the recovery fund by texting HELP4ALCS, that's HELP, the number 4ALCS, to 40403. Sean Maloney, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Wisconsin electoral votes are cast for Donald Trump. Republican electors were in a congratulatory mood at the Capitol on Tuesday. State Party Chair Brian Schimming credited the party's effort to support President-elect Donald Trump, giving a Republican the win here just for the third time since 1980, calling it a historic moment for Wisconsin. Former Governor Tommy Thompson credited the President-elect for listening to his advice on how to win in Wisconsin. Thompson, Schimming, and eight other Wisconsin Republicans cast the state's 10 electoral votes for Donald Trump for president and J.D. Vance for vice president. The action was in contrast to 2020, when a slate of Republicans also met at the Capitol to vote for Trump, despite his loss in the state to President Joe Biden. The controversial move is the subject of ongoing action in the courts. The median estimated poverty rate of children ages 5 to 17 in U.S. school districts in 2023 was 13.4%, according to data released by the U.S. Census Bureau. The new data comes from the 2023 Small Area Income and Poverty Estimates, which provide the only single-year income and poverty statistics for the nation's 3,143 counties and 13,137 school districts. In 2023, county-level median household income ranged from $28,579 to $173,655, with a median income of $62,851 for all counties. Median household income increased in 4.1% of counties and decreased in 5.4% of counties from 2022 to 2023. In 2023, the county-level poverty rate ranged from 3.3% to 49.6%, with a median poverty rate of 13.6% for all counties. The poverty rate decreased in 3.8% of counties and increased in 2.6% of counties from 2022 to 2023. The county-level poverty rate for school-age children ranged from 2.8% to 66.2%, with a median rate of 17.1%. Small area income and poverty estimate statistics are used to allocate funding under Title I of the Elementary and Secondary Education Act. School districts receive Title I funds based on their number of percentage of children from low-income families. The U.S. Department of Education plans to use the 2023 estimates to calculate and provide fiscal year 2026 funding to states and school districts in the 2025-2026 school year for Title I and several other federal education programs. Wisconsin will receive some federal funding to help protect the state's only endangered mammal. The U.S. Department of the Interior has awarded a grant of over $800,000 to the Great Lakes Indian Fish and Wildlife Commission to support recovery efforts for American martens. Wildlife officials say the animals require specific environmental conditions to survive in the wild, and any changes to that environment could cause significant issues. They also say the animals play a crucial role in rodent management and seed dispersal. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources has announced $1 million in grant funding to provide water quality and fish consumption education. The funding was provided through the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency and will be targeted toward parts of the state with higher rates of food insecurity and water contamination. With the funding, local partners will conduct outreach and education programs to share information on water testing in rural communities where fishing serves as a consistent source of food access. With a snowstorm on the way tomorrow, meteorologist Brittany Merlot has details on an app that lets you see how bad the roads are.
Did you know that you can check out real-time road conditions on an app? It's Wisconsin's 511 mobile app showing current conditions on roads across the state. You'll see categories ranging from normal to partially covered and completely covered. There are also areas showing where travel is not advised. New this year, they removed the slippery stretches and ice-covered roads. So be aware, they'll still exist, but they will not be noted in this service. 511 Wisconsin first launched 15 years ago in 2009. And the free travel information system has evolved over the years with its web and smartphone capabilities. Drivers can now access live streaming video through hundreds of traffic cameras across the state to view the road conditions yourself, spanning more than 14,000 miles of roadway. And as always, take your time and drive safe.
Thank you, Brittany. A semi-crash last Friday resulted in injuries. Richland County Sheriff Clay Porter reports that Friday morning at approximately 10:55, a semi driven by T. Spoolstra, 26 of Brandon, was traveling east on U.S. Highway 14 and failed to stop for a red light at the intersection of County Highway O and 14. A vehicle driven by Tara Weitzel, 46 of Richland Center, and another vehicle driven by Nicolette Wallace, 40 of Hillsboro, were traveling parallel to each other on County Highway O, turning left to go west on U.S. Highway 14 when the semi failed to stop and crashed into both vehicles in the intersection. After impact, the Weitzel vehicle came to rest facing north in the westbound lane on 14, and the Wallace vehicle came to rest in the eastbound lane facing east. Both Tara Weitzel and Nicolette Wallace were transported to the Richland Hospital for apparent non-life-threatening injuries. The Richland County Sheriff's Office was assisted on the scene by the Richland Center Police Department, Richland Center Fire Department, and multiple units from Richland EMS. A convicted killer is facing new charges from an attack in prison. Fond du Lac County prosecutors accused Taylor Chabanis of attacking a correctional officer at Tichita Prison in the summer. Chabanis is convicted in 2022 of killing and sexually assaulting a man in a drug-induced attack. She allegedly attacked a warden and a nurse while getting treatment at the prison's clinic. Officers say they had to use pepper spray to get the person back under control. They're already serving a life sentence for murder. DebtCap warns of gift card scams. That's next on WRCO's News at Noon.
Contact D&T Well Service for well service and replacement. Mary and Derek McCormick, owners of D&T Well Service, are insured, and they do new installs and fix existing systems. Submersible pumps, booster pumps, and jet pumps. Ask about the constant pressure system that gives you the best pressure and quality water out of your well. Contact D&T Well Service, 606-5596. No pressure, no water, no problem. Call D&T Well Service, 606-5596, serving Southwest Wisconsin. Check them out at dtpumpwell.com.
New windows add value and comfort to your home. PMI Windows of Lone Rock knows windows. Windows is all they do. PMI will help you custom tailor premium vinyl windows for your home to maximize your heating and cooling savings while giving you the look, feel, and the function you desire. All with the industry's best lifetime, no-nonsense, transferable warranty. Call 583-7200 to schedule your free estimate from PMI Windows of Lone Rock.
Care you can grow with. Your family is growing, and so is RAMC. Reedsburg Area Medical Center is adding more nurse midwives to their team of exceptional obstetric care providers. RAMC brings together dedicated nurse midwives, OBGYNs, family practice physicians, and birth center nurses committed to providing exceptional care and the best experience for growing families. To learn more, visit RAMCHealth.com.
TC Auto Works is your one-stop vehicle experts. From routine maintenance to complex repairs or your next vehicle purchase, you can trust the team at TC Auto Works for all your automotive needs. TC Auto Works is your steering and suspension specialist. From tires, shocks, suspension parts to steering components, TC Auto Works is now offering financing on repairs over with qualifying credit. See dealer for details. TC Auto Works, Highway 14 East, Richland Center.
The Wisconsin Supper Club, a long-standing tradition that's found new life. Kickapoo Creekside is one of Wisconsin's newest supper clubs. From mouth-watering steaks and fresh seafood to a large salad bar and the perfect old-fashioned, Kickapoo Creekside provides a great dining experience. Order from the menu or enjoy the chef's daily special. Kickapoo Creekside, 827 West Kickapoo Street in Reedstown. Open Wednesdays through Saturdays at 4, Sundays at 11 a.m.
WRCO News Time is 12:21. During the holidays, many consumers give gift cards as presents to family, friends, and coworkers. Gift cards are a great idea. If you're unsure what to buy for the recipient or as a last-minute resort in case you forgot to purchase a gift. When purchasing a gift card, consumers need to be cautious. Michelle Reinen is with the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
The thing with gift cards is that scammers have done some different tricks with gift cards, especially during the holiday season. So they've actually started placing stickers with a fake barcode over real gift cards. And so what can happen is when you go to pay and activate your gift card, you're not activating the one you have in your hands if you don't notice the sticker. You're actually activating the one the scammer has. And so you're giving them the money on that gift card that they have in their hands because of that. So we need consumers to be cautious when purchasing those gift cards this holiday season.
When a tampered gift card is purchased, there is a chance it might be worthless when used.
They've tampered with gift cards to pick up the barcode on them that are sitting there at the kiosk with the security code. And so when they're activated, they often are draining them before they're even given to the gift recipient. So buy your gift cards as close to the time period when you're going to give it as possible and get that recipient to use it as quickly as possible. Or if they have an account with the retailer that you purchased it for, load that amount onto their cart until they select what they're going to purchase. So it's there waiting for them as opposed to the scammer draining that gift card.
If you've received a gift card, Michelle Reinen says that you're able to check in advance to make sure that the card is still good and the amount of funds are available.
It's really important that you give an activation receipt when you're giving a gift card. And then if you receive one, like I said, try and use it as quickly as possible or load it into your account. But you can, as soon as you get it, often there are instructions and information out on how to check the balance of a gift card. And so pay attention to those terms and conditions that you receive when purchasing them and pass them along to the recipient so they can monitor and keep track of that gift card and notice if there's any suspicious activity. And if there is, report that to the retailer as quickly as possible to see if there's any recovery steps that can be taken.
If you've been a victim of a gift card scam or any scam, you can contact ADCAP's Consumer Protection Hotline by phone at 1-800-422-7128 or by email at datcphotline@wi.gov. Wisconsinites are expected to travel in record numbers for the year-end holiday period from Saturday, December 21st to Wednesday, January 1st. AAA predicts 2.39 million Wisconsinites will travel 50 miles or more from home. That's 76,278 more travelers than the previous record high set last year. Nationwide, AAA expects 3 million more travelers than last year. An estimated 119.3 million people will travel 50 miles or more. This narrowly surpasses the previous record set in 2019 by 64,000 travelers. AAA expects 2.5 million more people to be on the roads this year. Nationwide, an estimated 107 million will take a road trip of 50 miles or more. That's just shy of the record of 108 million road travelers set in 2019. Road travel is expected to set new records in Wisconsin. More than 2.1 million Wisconsinites are forecast to take a road trip. That's 61,549 more Wisconsin road trippers than last year. Nearly 90% of holiday travelers will drive to their destinations, making it the most popular way to travel. Gas prices are expected to be competitive with last year's levels. During the last 2 weeks of 2023, Wisconsin gas prices averaged $2.74 per gallon. During that time, the state average ranged from a low of $2.71 per gallon to a high of $2.77. Currently, Wisconsin drivers are paying around $2.72 per gallon. Nationally, AAA expects air travel to set a new record this holiday season. Nearly 7.9 million Americans are forecast to take at least one domestic flight. That number surpasses the previous record of 7.5 million air travelers last year. AAA booking data shows flights are 4% more expensive this holiday season compared to last year. The average domestic ticket is $830. International flights are 13% more expensive, averaging $1,630 a ticket. The number of Americans traveling by bus, train, and cruise this holiday season is up nearly 10% compared to last year. AAA expects 4.47 million people will travel by other modes. That number is the highest it's been in 20 years. Cruise booking out of domestic ports are up 37% compared to last holiday season. Cruising is popular this time of year as many families enjoy celebrating the holidays abroad, a ship full of activities and food. The U.S. Department of Agriculture is seeking public input by December 23rd on how to improve conservation practice standards to maximize climate change mitigation and adaptation benefits, as supported by peer-reviewed scientific literature. Conservation practices providing climate benefits are delivered through existing USDA Natural Resource Conservation Service conservation programs popular with producers. The Inflation Reduction Act, part of President Biden's Investing in America agenda, and Farm Bill provide funding for these programs. Specifically, NRCS is asking for public input on improvements that can be made to conservation practice standards for mitigation to maximize climate benefits for practice standards currently considered climate smart agriculture and forestry mitigation activities, as well as on any other practices and innovations, and to support the agency's estimation of the mitigation benefits associated with the practice standards, and adaptation to assist producers in adapting to and building resilience to current and future climate changes, such as seasonal temperature shifts and extremes, drought, increasing wildfire hazards, sea level rise, movement of invasive species, and other issues. While NRCS welcomes comments on all practices through this request for information, as a priority, the agency is requesting input on several conservation practice standards that are at the beginning of the five-year review process, including waste storage facility, brush management, herbaceous weed treatment, soil carbon amendment, prescribed burning, roofs and covers, fuel break, wildlife habitat planting, drainage water management, nutrient management, feed management, waste separation facility, restoration of rare or declining natural communities, and forest stand improvement. The agency also asked for input for practices up for review, but not currently on the Climate Smart Agriculture and Forestry Mitigation Activities list, which include animal mortality facility, waste facility closure, and denitrifying bioreactor. NRCS will use information to identify and prioritize improvements that can be made to the conservation practice standards or associated technical guidance. NRCS will look to identify immediate changes that can be implemented for funding available for fiscal year 2026 and will continue to identify and adopt additional changes in future years. Public comments should be submitted by December 23rd. Anyone with questions may contact Dana Ashford Kornberger, National Climate Coordinator, at 202-205-9434 or email dana.ashford@usda.gov. All comments received will be made publicly available on regulations.gov. The Richland Community Food Pantry at the White House Chapel will be open regular hours today from 4 to 5:30. However, please note, due to the Christmas and New Year's holidays, there will be no distribution on Wednesday, December 25th or January 1st. The pantry will be open, however, between Christmas and New Year's on Friday, December 27th from 4 to 5:30. And today's winner in the Ithaca Music Boosters Calendar Raffle is Laura Merwin.
Celebrating the life of your loved one is a commitment all of us at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service take very seriously. I'm Nick Hodge. We have helped families since 1889 celebrate, honor, and remember the life of a loved one. Our promise to you is to provide service that allows you to be able to say goodbye while finding comfort and healing along the way. And we're available to answer your questions at any time at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center in Muscadet.
While navigating through this holiday season, we welcome ways to save time. At WCCU Credit Union, our mobile app gives you quick access for banking day or night. With just a sliver of time, you can check balances, transfer money, pay bills, or deposit checks from anywhere. Our secure app lets you do this while you're baking the cookies, waiting for the school program to start, or standing in the checkout line. No time to shop or no idea what to buy? WCCU has popular Visa gift cards available in fun holiday designs. Supplies are limited. For more details, stop at any of our WCCU offices or visit us online at wccu.coop. WCCU is federally insured by NCUA.
Helping you build a better life. WCCU Credit Union.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects, and with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
This holiday season, make your home a winter wonderland without breaking the bank. It's 50% off all holiday decor now through December 24th. From twinkling lights and sparkling ornaments to wreaths and festive table settings, we've got everything you need to spread cheer. But hurry, these savings won't last long. Exclusions do apply. Shop today and save big on all your favorite holiday decorations only at Court & Main in downtown Richland Center.
It's 26 degrees at 27 minutes away from 1 o'clock. Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Today is Wednesday, December 18th. Ava Ann Schilling, age 91, died November 20th in Richland Center. Funeral services will be held on Friday at 11 at St. Mary of the Assumption Catholic Church in Richland Center. Burial will be held in the Viola Cemetery in the spring. Friends may call at St. Mary of the Assumption Catholic Church on Friday from 10 until the time of service at 11. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. Ava Schilling is survived by three nieces, Beth, Peggy, and Julie, two nephews, Bob and Jack. Ava Ann Schilling, age 91. Mary Ann Krako, 91, of Hillsboro, died Monday at Gunderson St. Joseph's Hospital in Hillsboro. A funeral mass will be held on Saturday at 11 at the St. Aloysius Catholic Church in Hillsboro. Burial will be in the Mount Vernon Cemetery in Hillsboro. Friends may call at the church on Saturday from 10 until the time of mass at 11. The Piha Funeral Home in Hillsboro is assisting the family. Survivors of Mary Ann Krako include her children, Anita and Lee Titus, Francis and Lori Krako, and Daryl and Teresa Krako. 9 grandchildren, 8 great-grandchildren, brothers James Tiedrich and Raymond and Rose Tiedrich, sister-in-law Diane Tiedrich, and nieces and nephews. Mary Ann Krako, 91, of Hillsboro. Rod Gilman, 76, of Parker, Arizona, died December 10th after a battle with colon cancer. A celebration of life will be held on Saturday, December 21st, from noon until 4 at the Rockton Bar. Rod Gilman is survived by his wife of 45 years, Gail, son, Wade, and Michelle, daughter, Lane, 2 grandchildren, 2 brothers, Ron and Sherry Gilman, and Kirk Gilman and Cheryl Starr. Sister, Carol Gilman and Jamie Hofberger. Sister-in-law, Vicki Headley. Best friend, Thelma. Son-in-law, Keith Schmidt. And several nieces and nephews and cousins. Rod Gilman, 76, of Parker, Arizona. Wayne E. Clark, 71, of Boaz, died November 9th at his home. A celebration of life will be held on Thursday, December 26th, from 5 until 8 at the Boaz Community Building. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. Wayne Clark is survived by his children, Stephanie Darrett of Boaz, and Michelle Pinkham and Tyden Williams of Ithaca. 9 grandchildren, mother of his children, Karen Clark, many other relatives and friends. Wayne E. Clark, 71, of Boaz. Lilas Gertrude Abel Phillips Rabine, 89, of Loretto Ridge Plain, died Tuesday at Pine Valley Community Village in Richland Center following a stroke a year and a half ago. A memorial service will be held on Saturday at 11 at the Grass Funeral Home in Reedsburg. Burial will be in the Sandusky Cemetery. Friends may call at the Grass Funeral Home on Saturday, December 28th, from 9:30 until the time of service at 11. Lilas Rabine is survived by her son, Gary and Jan Phillips, stepdaughter, Pat and Jim Seep Rabine, 1 grandson, 1 granddaughter, 1 step-grandson, 2 great-grandsons, 1 great-granddaughter, 1 step-great-grandson, twin sister, Lorraine Cordelieu, sisters-in-law Karen Fowell and Marion Duran, brother-in-law Tom Duran, several nieces and nephews, and good friends Mark Ewing and Jan Schroeder. Lilas Gertrude Abel Phillips Rabine, 89, of Loretto Ridge, Plain. Joel Daniel Rudersdorf, 43, of Richland Center, died Monday. A celebration of life will be on Sunday, December 29th at 6 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. Burial will be held in the Richland Center Cemetery at a later date. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel on Sunday, December 29th from 4:30 until the time of service at 6. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. Joel Rudersdorf is survived by his parents, Jude and Kevin Rudersdorf of Richland Center, brother Kyle and Lauren Rudersdorf of Evansville, grandmother Arlene Fruit of Richland Center, 2 nieces, many aunts, uncles, other relatives, and friends. Joel Daniel Rudersdorf, 43, of Richland Center. Terry L. Windsor, 78, of Blue River, died December 4th at Gunderson Health System. A celebration of life will be held on Thursday, January 9th at 2 at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. Friends may call at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home on Thursday, January 9th from 1 until the time of service at 2. Terry Windsor is survived by his wife, Callie, 3 stepchildren, Timothy of Madison, Jane and Doug Petrowski of Richland Center, and Magic and Ryan Love of Blue Mounds. 9 step-grandchildren, 1 step-great-grandchild, many other nieces, nephews, other relatives, and friends. Terry L. Windsor, 78, of Blue River.
Wirtz Plumbing and Heating undertakes all aspects of plumbing and heating. All our work is completed to the highest standards, and we aim to get 100% customer satisfaction. We offer a full range of plumbing services that include water softeners, water heaters, septics and water systems, kitchen and bathroom fixtures, along with leaks and repairs. We have a crew that specializes in bathroom remodels. From planning to installing, however large or small your project is, we can accommodate. We understand heating and cooling failures need urgent attention, but cost is always a worry. As an experienced troubleshooter, diagnosing the problem and coming up with the lowest cost but most reliable solution will always be our priority. Call our office today to schedule a service, 647-6345, or visit us at WirtzPlumbingAndHeating.com. Wirtz Plumbing and Heating, Highway 80 North, Richland Center.
Hi, WRCO listeners. This is Heather at the Creative Outlet in Richland Center. Christmas is almost here. Do you still have people on your list to buy that perfect gift for? Bring your list into the Creative Outlet, where we feature handmade gifts, craft supplies, and brand name clothing sold at resale prices. You're sure to find unique gifts for any budget. And don't forget, gift certificates are also available. We are the Creative Outlet on Court Street in downtown Richland Center.
Hi, this is Kendra at Allied Ready Mix in Lancaster, Wisconsin. Allied Ready Mix is a local, family-owned business with plants located in Lancaster and Muscadet. We provide high-quality concrete for your commercial, agricultural, and residential needs in the surrounding area. Give us a call today at 608-723-3396 so we can provide the materials that you need for your project. Allied Ready Mix, where service and quality come together.
Basketball Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy has exceptional caring staff and great services. They are a locally owned independent pharmacy proudly serving the surrounding area communities. The Basketball Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy is committed to helping patients manage their medications. The pharmacists work along with patients and their healthcare providers to find an individualized plan to help each patient maximize the benefits of their medications while minimizing or preventing adverse effects, interactions, costs, and waste.
Today's anniversary wishes go out to Mike and Chris Young. Happy anniversary from Boscobel and Center Pharmacies.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, proud to contribute to many community projects and activities.
How's it going today? This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, quiet conditions for now across the region, but a low pressure system is cruising southeast out of southern Canada into North Dakota by this evening, tracking down across Minnesota and Wisconsin tomorrow. We'll bring a long swath of snow all the way from the northern high plains through Wisconsin and the Great Lakes region. Right now, looks like several inches will be likely, the heaviest tracking from central Minnesota over through central Wisconsin. That strip could see something like 3 to 6 inches with locally higher totals. So far, winter storm watches have been posted up in northwest Wisconsin around Lake Superior in Douglas and Bayfield counties, as well as over in eastern Wisconsin along Lake Michigan, as those two spots could have some lake enhancement. We'll probably see some winter weather advisories issued for much of western and central Wisconsin by this afternoon. Otherwise, once this system pulls out, just a cool, dry weekend. Another weather system coming through Monday with a little bit of precipitation and a warm-up in store around Christmas and after. Here's that forecast for the rest of today. Mostly cloudy, maybe a couple of stray snow flurries. High temperature near 29 degrees. Wind northwest at 7 to 15. Mostly cloudy and cool tonight, low at 18 degrees. Tomorrow overcast and breezy with periods of snow likely starting in the mid to late morning. Right now looks like 1 to 3 inches of accumulation possible through the late afternoon. Heaviest in the northern part of the region with a high of 30. Southeast wind 10 to 18. Still some off and on light snow or flurries tomorrow night with small additional amounts, low at 22. Friday flurries early, partial clearing, high 27. For the weekend, look for chilly conditions, partly cloudy skies, low temperatures in the upper single digits, high near 22 on Saturday, 29 on Sunday. Monday a bit warmer with a chance of light snow or wintry mix, high near 35, and Tuesday mostly cloudy, high about 38. Have a good afternoon. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
You work hard every day to make ends meet and provide for the future. Scam artists also work hard, hoping to rob you of your hard work. Richland County Bank stands ready to answer your questions and help you protect yourself. The bank is echoing advice provided by the IRS. Throughout the year, taxpayers should watch for new versions of tax-related scams. One such scam involves fake property liens. It threatens taxpayers with a tax bill from a fictional government agency. The non-existent agencies might have a legitimate-sounding name like the Bureau of Tax Enforcement. There is no such agency. The scams may also reference the IRS to confuse potential victims into thinking the letter is from a real agency. For anyone who doesn't owe taxes and has no reason to think they do, they should contact the appropriate authorities. Taxpayers who do owe tax or think they might owe should review their tax account information and payment options at irs.gov. Reviewing tax account information online will show the taxpayer if they indeed owe the IRS and how much. If you need help, stop by Richland County Bank. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
It is a mostly cloudy 26 degrees. Our high so far today is 27 and our morning low 22. Yesterday, we had a high of 32 degrees with no precipitation. A record high for this day set in 1912 at 57, while a record low of 16 below was set in 1985. Last year on this day, our high was 36 and our low was 14. Sunset today will be at 4:27, sunrise tomorrow at 7:29. We've received a half inch of snowfall from the overnight, and the barometer is holding steady at 30.23. East winds are at 8. Again, it is a cloudy 26 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, your home for free internet banking and internet bill payment. The Farm Journal Report with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Burnham Lumber Company of Rui, providing agricultural, commercial, and residential buildings, materials, and equipment since 1954.
Let's have a productive talk about the weather today on Farm to Fork. Hurricanes Helene and Milton happened almost back-to-back, devastating a huge swath of the southeastern United States. Many farms and farming communities were affected. The American Red Cross and other organizations are accepting donations for relief efforts in those stricken communities. They can use your support. There's a link on the homepage at NorthShoreProductions.com if you'd like to help.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
Eric Snodgrass is a total geek when it comes to weather. The Illinois-based meteorologist works for Nutrien Ag Solutions and spoke last week at the South Dakota Farmers Union State Convention.
Every single weather system that we deal with here in the Northern Plains isn't born here. It comes from some other source region. Usually that's either the Indian Ocean, north of the Himalayan Mountains, or Siberia. That's where your weather systems are born.
Snodgrass says if you bet your farm on a long-term weather forecast, you will likely lose. And he adds, good weather is a matter of opinion.
I'd like you to have a really nasty cold winter. Turns out your best growing seasons the next year are pretty darn good after those. I'd also like to dial up an April 4th blizzard. You are going to hate it, and then you're going to love it. April 4th blizzards are terrible on every bit of things we do here, especially on our cattle. But in April, when you get snow and it melts, you keep it.
Snodgrass says this past year has been a wild one for weather.
We had 24,000 separate reports of severe weather this year. We had 4 million acres hit by 1-inch diameter hail or larger. We had 1,700 tornadoes. This is the second busiest severe weather season on record. Every morning after a severe weather event, I'd wake up and I would see the markets trend down. I think that's all they saw was the rain that came out of these storms.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
This farm market update from WRCO Radio and Brownfield is sponsored by Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, ready to serve your seed, feed, and repair service needs.
Good day, I'm Jared White with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. The next era in soybean performance is here. Introducing Pioneer brand Z-Series soybeans, bred to defy expectations. Unleash your greatest harvest yet with Pioneer. A U.S. congressman from Kansas says the continuing resolution being finalized by Congress includes some major wins for agriculture. Tracy Mann tells Brownfield the proposal includes a provision that would allow year-round use of E15.
It's way past time that we got that done and locked in for every state in the nation. Then the market's going to dictate how much ethanol people want.
He says the package also includes some much-needed financial assistance for farmers.
Disaster aid attached to it for hurricane. You know, the hurricanes that hit the southeast earlier this year. Milton and Helene.
Mann says while the package includes a one-year farm bill extension, farmers still need a full five-year farm bill. Text of the continuing resolution was released Tuesday evening, and Mann says a vote on the House floor could happen as soon as Thursday. The president of the National Corn Growers Association says the final week of the congressional session has generated mixed emotions. Kenneth Hartman Jr., who farms in southern Illinois, tells Brownfield.
Unfortunately, we're frustrated because we couldn't get a farm bill passed, so we're going to see an extension of that farm bill. We're hoping that once they do that extension, that when we get into next year, that it's done in a timely manner.
He says discussions of economic aid for farmers is good news.
Our farmers right now, you know, prices are low in a lot of commodities, and we definitely need some economic assistance right now to try to get them that they can put a crop about next spring.
Hartman says reports of approval of year-round nationwide E15 being included in the continuing resolution would also be a win.
Once you get to the point where the market can be year-round E15 in a lot of these stations, that makes them more willing to put E15 in those retail stations because there's a guarantee there that they can keep selling it.
Hartman says expanding ethanol use means increased demand for U.S. corn. A conservation project advisor says farmers should not only consider buffer strips to help hold soil on fields, they should also choose the right plants. Brownfield's Larry Lee has more from the Wisconsin Water and Soil Health Conference.
Greg Olson with the Sand County Foundation tells Brownfield, planting strips using native prairie plants instead of cool season grasses has below ground advantages too.
Prairie plants have roots down to 21 feet. It is creating a heavy structure, and also in winter, cool seasons have a tendency to be pushed over by water and by snow, whereas prairie stays persistent above ground.
Olson says multiple USDA programs promote using native prairie strips through the Natural Resources Conservation Service and through the Farm Service Agency, but the CP43 program allows more farmer input and income.
You will get a rental payment every year it's in.
From the Wisconsin Water and Soil Health Conference in Wisconsin Dells, I'm Larry Lee, Brownfield Ag News.
And the USDA reports a pair of new U.S. export sales. Colombia bought 135,000 tons of U.S. corn and 120,000 tons of U.S. soybean meal, both for delivery this marketing year. For these stories and more, visit brownfieldagnews.com. I'm Jared White for Brownfield.
I think our industry has changed more in the last 5 years than it did in the first 25 years.
Have you listened to the Better, Cleaner, Now podcast?
The pie is twice as big as it was a decade ago. You know, we're talking about that 14 billion pound projection for soybean oil to biofuels. 10 years ago, it was 5.
Clean Fuels Alliance America is connecting you to experts who take you behind the scenes to learn the latest on biodiesel, renewable diesel, and sustainable aviation fuel.
We crush more soybeans to make vegetable oil for Clean Fuels. We are also making that much more protein to be able to do that.
And the benefits keep growing.
Everybody has the right to breathe clean air, to drink healthy water, and to have a cool environment to live in. I think biofuels are part of the solution to make those things happen.
Subscribe and listen today to the Better, Cleaner, Now podcast. Available wherever you get podcasts. Better, Cleaner, Now.
Hi everyone, this is Angie from Aiders and Plain. This crazy weather makes keeping our shelves stocked with the things you need tough, especially when it seems like so many products come on a slow boat from overseas. But hey, that's what we do. We receive orders from dozens of vendors every week. That means we can better manage our inventory and can stock up for snowy, super cold, or even icy weather. We do the ordering, not a giant server in another state. That also means special orders are a breeze. We order specialty items all the time, from light bulbs to repair parts for your faucets or even a dozen padlocks that are all keyed the same. Fixing in the winter is not fun, especially outdoors, but the crew at Aiders is here to help. So for friendly service and good advice, stop by Aiders, your great big store with small town smiles.
Another slow start for direct cash cattle business. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report. CattleCon is headed to San Antonio February 4th through the 6th. Visit convention.ncba.org to get registered and be part of the cattle and beef industry's largest gathering. Direct cash cattle trade activity is starting to pick up. A few bids have surfaced at $305 dressed in parts of Nebraska, but those have been passed. Asking prices are around $193 to $195 live in the South, but still haven't been floated out of the North. There was a handful of deals reported on Tuesday, but not enough to establish an accurate price trend for the week. Significant trade volume could hold out until sometime Thursday or Friday. Box beef is lower at midday with light demand for moderate offerings. Choice down $1.50 at $314.13. Select was $308 lower at $285.42. At the Tri-State Livestock Auction in Nebraska, steers for the most part were $10 to $15 higher. However, steers 700 to 750 pounds were $7 lower. Heifers were $5 to $10 higher. The USDA says demand was good for a nice selection offered. Feeder supply included 61% steers, medium and large one feeder steers, 664 to 674 pounds brought $295 to $299. Medium and large one feeder heifer, 622 to 631 pounds brought $277.50 to $279.50. Cash hog prices were not reported at midday with moderate negotiated purchases. The sideways movement in the cash hog market could become the norm through the end of the year. Processors aren't in a position where they have to be aggressive in their procurement efforts to move numbers. The industry continues to monitor available supplies of market-ready hogs and hog weight, and it's also starting to look ahead to next week's quarterly hogs and pigs report from the USDA. Demand for U.S. pork on the global market remains a bright spot, which has been helping provide some price support. The five-day rolling average for bears and gilts at the National Daily Direct is 79.03. It's actually 79.42 for the Iowa, Minnesota, and 79.36 in the Western Corn Belt. Butcher hog prices at the Midwest cash markets are steady at midday at $52, and pork values are higher at midday, up 90 cents at $95.67. Hams, picnics, and ribs are all higher. Bellies are firm, loins and butts are lower. I'm Megan Grebner, Brownfield Ag News.
You'd never settle for underperformance. You'd never settle for less than maximum yield. You'd never settle for gaps in the stand. So why settle for anything less than DeKalb corn? DeKalb seed is for those who make outstanding performance a priority, with a broad portfolio of products bred to maximize profit potential on every field. DeKalb brand corn. Never settle. Visit DeKalb.com. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
When you're an expert on soil and crops, you're a soil scientist. When you're an expert on the weather, you're a meteorologist. And when you're an expert on soybeans, you are an Asgrow farmer. Like you, Asgrow brand is relentlessly focused on soybeans, with localized products featuring leading genetics and weed management systems. It all works together to give you maximum profit potential. Visit Asgrow.com. It's all about the beans. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
Planning a timber harvest is not always an easy or simple process. There are many things to consider. Meister Log & Lumber has helped landowners make decisions since 1936. Your trees are an asset to manage on land that's an asset needing the same careful management. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber today. Meister Log & Lumber will help you develop a vision for your timber assets. Call 608-434-4413.
For over 60 years, Wilkinson Auction and Realty Company has sold farm equipment, construction equipment, personal items, and real estate at auction. Sellers use Wilkinson Auction Company's experience and skill to get more money for their property at auction. They sell property at auction across Wisconsin and the Midwest. They also have a full-service real estate brokerage company selling real estate including homes, farms, business property, and hunting land. Wilkinson Auction and Realty, Muscadet, Spring Green, and Columbus. WilkinsonAuctions.com.
Bringing food safety testing to the field. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield. Researchers are about a year away from developing rapid tests that can detect some foodborne illnesses in the field. Michigan State University researcher Vanji Alasilha says currently samples are taken to the lab.
which takes up several days, and then you get the result. Well, there are situations where that may be okay, but there are many situations where you need a rapid information so that the farmers can provide a timely decision on what are the mitigation strategies.
She says that becomes especially important when there are potential contaminations.
Foodborne bacteria, viruses contaminating your product, it's not very easy to just send it and then make a decision of an information 3 years earlier, right? You want something right now so that then you can control the contamination, the infection, the disease in animals, plants, or anything immediately so you can develop a mitigation strategy.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention say the most common causes of foodborne illness is bacteria, which includes salmonella, E. coli, listeria, and Campylobacter. I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield.
Do weed control right the first time and deliver the knockout punch to weeds with Status Herbicide. Status Herbicide is the number one broadleaf herbicide for corn, going up against the toughest weeds in your fields. Use it as your frontline post-application in a tank mix with Zidua SC Herbicide for one heck of a knockdown that keeps HPPD-resistant weeds out for the rest of the season. Explore more at statusherbicide.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with an SPF of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Ho, 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 and Merry Christmas from everyone at Walsh's. Hey, this is Brian. We will be open Christmas Eve day